You didn't turn it on. And there we are. So Sam actually starts the show at the right time today, but forgets to turn the mics on.
Wow. Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged, Your Honor. Wow.
That is something.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Eastern Pennsylvania, Easton, Pennsylvania. What's the difference?
Oh, crazy. Crazy how, like,
pretty kooky East stuff, you know what I mean?
Both. I mean, I'm spooked.
You spooked? Very spooky. Yeah, speaking of spook, Halloween's actually coming up right around the corner, so make sure you get your costumes ready.
Yep, I'm dressing as a turkey.
I'm dressing as a slutty cat.
Wow.
slutty turkey, actually.
What does that entail?
It's, I'm just going a Sam's date, pretty much.
Oh, okay. To the sick party that we get invited to.
Because we're cool, right?
Yeah, dude.
Nice.
All right.
You want to get right into the music?
Yeah. So this is what we're going to be playing at my party, actually. It's called Not Over You by Gavin DeGraw. Off the album Sweeter.
It's actually not Sam's party. It's someone else's party that they invited us to because we're that cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Totally exclusive as well.
Yeah.
Not over you. not over you. Yeah. You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy, too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever.
It is really fine by me. Not sure if it's fine by Sam. But
it's not. I did not consent to this.
Don't start speaking that strongly.
I also forgot to log the song.
Oh my goodness, you are. I'd say a walking disgrace, but you're currently sitting down.
Got him. So now I'm like,
get off your phone.
I'm not on my phone.
You are on your phone.
I'm not.
Get off
checking
your phone.
The time.
So you admit to being on your phone then? But you said that you're using it for a different reason.
Dude, I'm checking the time.
Are you checking the time of the game?
What game?
The Laugh Lehigh. You know, it's tomorrow.
Laugh Lehigh. You mean the Quidditch match?
Yeah, that one.
Dude, no, I was just checking the time, dude. Got him. Oh my goodness.
For all of you listening, DJ, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone, just showed me a picture of a time. The goddamn seasoning.
Yeah, I'm what you would call a disgrace.
You could say that. You could go stronger too.
I mean, I probably
you
should
could
go
say
stronger.
An abomination to the human race in and of itself.
I mean, that fits too.
I think that's fair.
I mean, I'm down.
Good pun though. I'll give you that.
Oh, okay.
How long did it take you to think of that?
Dude, I quick Googled it, and I was like, how stupid can I make this joke?
I see it in your notes that you were going to make this joke to me last week, and you forgot to do it.
It's improv.
You've been thinking about this for quite some time.
Improvisation.
All right, improv. You want to play some improv games?
Oh, shoot. This is actually not scheduled. I do not like this.
All right, because it's real improv. All right.
All right.
You're a burglar, and I'm a beautiful
person getting mugged. All right.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
I'm mugging you.
Don't mug me.
Oh, no. I'm going to mug you.
Oh, what am I going to... it happens.
Yeah. I mug him.
R.I.P. me.
All right. I'm actually taking money off his wallet.
No, right yeah. Now. Seriously, take it.
No, yeah.
Here.
All right. Ah, shoot. Oh, let's play What's in Henry's Wallet.
You don't want to... No.
Oh, is this $11?
Yeah.
I'll be taking that. Oh, is this a Mojo coffee and smoothie?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a loyalty card? I got 3 stamps.
Wow, what a loser.
That's my thing for Lafayette Cleaners. I like getting my shirts nice and cleaned.
Okay, that's fair.
Don't take my money.
No, you said I could.
No, I didn't.
America Express.
That's my credit card.
Dude, should I read off your, like, credit card number to, like, on air?
I don't care.
I think that would be a pretty fun joke. Aw, you look so young. I know, young. I'm like a fetus.
yeah, that's my driver's license.
Aw.
It was taken back when I was 16.
New York driver's license, public service announcement.
What? Dude, I'm 16, I swear.
Oh, sick. Henry Graham Schweber.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, wow.
You're wasting a lot of time right now.
No, I'm just really intrigued by New York
licenses. It's so dumb.
Why do they have, like, your photo in, like, a clear plastic thing?
I don't know.
I don't get this. Eyes are bro.
I'm a bro.
Oh, sick, dude.
No, put it back where you found it.
I don't know where I found it.
In the empty spot.
Where's the empty spot?
Dude.
Oh, shoot. Wow, all right. That was stupid. All
put my money back in.
Are we no longer role-playing as the burglar?
No. We'll role-play later. Don't worry.
The burglar who wants to embarrass you on air.
Got him. No, we'll role-play later. Don't worry.
Okay. Good.
So, see you tonight.
Oh, yeah. See ya. See you later, dude.
And with that, let's get back into the music.
Absolutely.
Very fitting next song, actually.
Yes.
You want to announce it?
I mean, With Your Love by Cher Lloyd.
Featuring Pitbull.
Classic indie pop. Classic.
You don't even know it. I want you to know it. I want you to know it. Know it. All of that. electric lights. Blow my mind, but I feel alright. I never stop, it's how we ride. Coming up until we die.
Good, how are you? What's happening?
I'm playing Fetty Wap.
You realize that we have like speakers to do this over the radio.
Hey, I got a Glock in my Rari. What? You not down with the jams?
No, I am, but like we play that over the...
No, but I want to be able to talk as well.
Oh, during the jams? Mm-hmm. So like you want to mix the best part, the music, with the worst part, us talking?
No, the best part with the even better part.
Oh, okay. Dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's up to your discretion what the best part is, though.
Wow. 3D chess, dude.
8D chess.
9D chess. I can count too. You know, adjusted for inflation, it's like 20D chess.
And once we're at 20, you may as well round up to freaking 40.
Yeah, you know.
Well double it. Once you're at 40... I mean...
Once you're at 40, it's basically checkers.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Let's be real.
We're playing Stratego. The listeners are playing freaking backgammon. That's what they're doing.
Wow. We're playing...
We're playing Catan. That's what we're doing.
You know, we're playing... We're playing curling. They're playing... Seen It. Harry Potter version.
Wow.
I know.
That's...
If that's not a metaphor for politics in our current era...
And that is a biting allegory of Mitt Romney's failed tax policies in the 2012 election.
Got him. Yeah. Got him. Wow.
listeners didn't even see it coming.
Didn't even see it. Bamboozled yet again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet they go to Lehigh. Got them. Got them.
Get it, because they're not as intelligent as we are.
Aye. Which is also a huge metaphor for... Which is a huge metaphor for Mitt Romney's failed tax policies during
as well, a binding allegory, actually, if you will.
I might say that.
Why just maybe? Because I need an enthusiastic... The fact that you didn't answer with an enthusiastic yes is really troublesome to me.
Dude, it's a metaphor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you...
Sorry, I go to Lehigh, that's fine.
Oh, yeah, me too, dude.
I'm actually transferring to Lehigh.
I'm sorry. For Lehigh, got him.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
I'm not. Sick prank. Sick prank.
All right. You know what? I just got to air some grievances right now.
Mm-hmm.
If that's okay with you?
Of course.
If I can speak my mind freely?
I mean, this is radio, but...
All right. Let me speak my mind freely for a little bit.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Wow. I mean, I'm blown away. Am I right, listeners?
Do you think that you connected with me spiritually in a way that you never really had before?
Yeah.
Because I feel some sort of connection with you right now. I'm definitely feeling you right now.
Are you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
We just shared a very intimate moment. You didn't see it, but you felt it. I know you did.
All of us felt it.
I'm going to tell you what happened. Sam, can I tell them?
You can tell.
We just shared a very passionate moment. It's all I'm going to leave it at.
Mm-hmm. Can I be a little more specific?
Yes, you can.
It was a very passionate moment.
Like, think passionate. Like, think The Notebook and then just realize, like, how dumb they are.
Think, like, The Fault in Our Notebook.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah. I can imagine, actually, because that's what it felt like.
Wow.
All right, let's move on. Let's play some music.
All right.
Like, I got to get some public service announcements ready for when we head back.
Yes. So, yes, you do.
That's kind of my thing around here.
Mm-hmm. To any new listeners. So, until then, let's let Henry deal with that. This is Panic the Disco's Emperor's New Clothes. Not my pick.
No, you wanted to do a different song that
which
sucked.
Was better. Got him. All right. I guess we'll leave it up to you, listeners.
Is melted back to life. Done my time and served my sentence. Dress me up and watch me die. If it feels good, tastes good, it must be mine. Dynasty decapitated. You just might see a ghost tonight. And if you don't know now, you know.
I'm taking back. On velvet sofas, lavish mansions, vintage wine. I am so much more than royal. Snatch your chain and maze your eyes. If it feels good, tastes good, it must be mine. Heroes always get remembered, but you know legends never die. And if you don't know, now you know. I'm taking back the crown.
Take it back, take it back, back the crown. I'm all dressed up and naked. I see.
staring at two different views on your window ledge. Coffee is gone cold, it's like time froze.
Welcome back to DMX. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Bad idea.
Not going to deny that. Before we get started here, I actually want to shout out a very good friend of mine, Sam. If you're listening, I want you to know that you're appreciated.
Oh, thank you.
No problem, babe.
Oh. Yeah. So, is this PSA time?
Yeah, this is pretty much my time to shine.
Can you get off your phone, please?
No, I can't, actually. I'm addicted to my phone.
Oh, sick.
Some guy just sent 3 videos in a group me.
Are they good videos?
I'm going to tell you. I think they're all the same video.
Oh.
I know all of these videos based off the thumbnails. They're all terrible videos.
Are they, like, memes?
Yes, but I love them.
What are they?
I'll tell you them. They're too inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Fine, I'll show you one right now.
All
right,
hit me up.
It's a guy making a mixed drink.
Okay. All right, so far so good. Okay.
It's pretty suspenseful, not gonna lie.
I'm freaking out right now. Oh my goodness, that was spicy.
Yeah, pretty fun. Wow. All right, so I'm gonna get This is the most serious part of the radio show right now, actually. It's our public service announcements. We actually get paid 10 times less than we normally do if we don't recite the PSA.
Very true.
Unfortunately, 10 times zero is still zero, so I'm just not tearing this up. Not even worth it today.
You actually just ripped off of that paper, dude.
All right, here we go. This one's called Burn Responsibly. It's actually from 2011 for some reason. It's not outdated, though, because the same rules and regulations do apply. If you go to smokybeer.com, you will actually be able to see that. So let's get right into it. When burning outdoors, if you know what I mean, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before burning outside, contact your local fire department or this guy, Jeff. You can see him at 9 o'clock by the park. He'll give you the lowdown about what's going on. Trust me, he's a very useful source of information regarding burning. And always be sure to burn responsibly, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Do you know what that means, Sam? Sam, I'm talking to you. Do you know what that means?
No.
That means that 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, says it on the internet, so it must be true.
Yeah, these papers are correct.
Yeah. Proper authentication and everything.
Wow. Are these fake? Do you have a fake PSA? Oh my god. Oh my
No, dude, I'm begging you.
Dude, he has a fake PSA.
Alright, you know what? I lied. It's not 9 out of 10. It's 8.8 out of 10, but I wanted to round up for you guys to show you the danger of burning unsupervised. Please burn responsibly, I beg of you. Visit smokybeer.com because only you can prevent wildfires.
Wow. Other people need those. Why did you do that?
Yeah. That happened.
Got him. Oh my goodness.
He pelted me with a public service announcement.
Yeah. Take that, Smoky Beer.
We have time for another PSA?
I think we have a real fast one.
Coincidentally, this is actually called Fast.
Wow. PSA. Yeah. Okay.
Fast. Body language can tell you all sorts of things, from whether someone's interested in you, whether you may have gotten that new job position, or if someone's having a stroke.
Yeah!
I went there.
Wow.
You just need to know the sudden signs of a stroke. Look for FAST. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately. Know the sudden signs, spot a stroke, FAST, F-A-S-T. Visit thestrokeassociation.org. That is strokeassociation.org. S as in strokeassociation.org. T as in totallystrokeassociation.org. R as in really, it's strokeassociation.org. O as in oh my goodness, it's strokeassociation.org. K as in can you believe it? I spelt this wrong, but it's still strokeassociation.org. E, as in, it's strokeassociation.org. And I'm not even going to finish the rest of it, because if you don't know how to spell association, you're a lost cause.
Wow. Well, I'm informed now.
Yeah, so if I ever have a stroke on air, you can protect me.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty much just call 911. Like, literally, that's all you need.
I mean, or go to strokeassociation.org while someone's having a stroke.
Yeah, that actually helps, actually.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I mean, it's science.
Get back into the music right now.
All right.
I can't listen to you for another second.
Okay.
My sun, you were my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No, so you took
took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what you did. Don't it make you sad about it? Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. Bridges go burn. Now it's your turn to cry. Say that some things are better left unsaid. But it wasn't like you only talk to him and you know it. Don't act like you don't know it. And all of these things people told me keep messing with my head. Should've picked honesty, then you may not have thought it. Say, don't have to say what you did. I already know. I found out from him. Now there's just no chance. No chance. You and me. You and me. You'll never be. And don't it make you sad about it? Told me you love me. Why did you leave me all alone? All alone. Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused. Other guy, not like them, baby. The bridges go burn. Now it's your turn. It's your turn to cry. So call me a river. Go on and just call me a river. Go on and just call me a river. Baby, go on and just call me a river.
Is done, so I guess I believe in. The damage is done, so I guess I believe in. The damage is done, so I guess I believe in.
Don't have to say what you did.
I already know.
I found out from him.
Now there's just no chance.
No chance.
You and me.
You'll never be.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You make me live. Oh, you're the
Welcome back. Welcome back. My name is Henry G. Schweber, alongside my co-host, DJ My Mama Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone. How has everyone's day been? Looking at you, Sam.
It's been good. What did I do today? I went to class.
Quite unfortunate. I don't care. Let's continue. Nice. So, a lot of people talking about Lehigh Lafayette tomorrow. Big game. Really excited about it. What are your plans for it?
I'm planning on watching the game.
As an upstanding young citizen, going to the game, watching the game, making no derogatory remarks about the other team, cheering only for our team, correct?
Of course, naturally.
Just making sure. I actually have a plan for tomorrow.
Okay.
Not sure if I should share it with you guys.
I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't understand what's so funny about this.
Just keep going.
Are you going to tell me afterward during the break?
No, I just remembered a video that
that I showed you.
That I've recently viewed, yes.
All right. So my plan is I have press credentials at the football stadium because I'm the man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So in the press box, Papa John's is a sponsor of Lafayette.
Really?
So the crew gets a bunch of pizzas from Papa John's.
Mm-hmm.
And so during halftime, while everyone's online for like $20 chicken tenders, I'm just gonna go up to the press box, show my pass, and be like, I get free pizza, I get free whatever, and I don't have to wait on a line.
Wow. That's quite the con.
One could say it's cheating the system. One could say that the system cheats us.
Sounds like justice to me.
Just us.
Just ice.
No, you ruined it.
Sorry, dude.
You killed the mood.
Next time.
Yeah, for sure.
I guess.
All right, well, with that, we have a couple more songs here for you this afternoon, and I think that'll tie into the weekend very nicely.
So I think so.
Let's get rolling.
All right. Ain't My Fault by Zara Larson. Just like my econ professor. Got it.
Sure. So if I put your hands where my eyes can't see, then you're the one. Yes, I am Henry.
Wow. Yeah, and we are DMX.
I'm DJ... DJ Dorado.
El Rado.
DJ Dorito.
No. Uh-huh.
DJ El Dorito.
And, nice.
Well, El Rado.
Okay, El Rado. Sorry. DJ El Rado, and you're listening to our show.
which is called...
DMX.
Nice. Yeah, that's
good
us.
Job, Henry.
Am I good? Did I do it?
Should I
read the sign?
Yeah, do it, Henry. Do it.
All right, you're listening to to WJRH 104.9 FM at Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
It's actually in Eastern Pennsylvania.
Eastern mm-hmm. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I'm DJ Hamburg.
Yeah, that's me.
I tried. Henry.
Wow.
You.
All right. I'm not sure if our listeners caught that prank.
I'm not sure if you caught that. That was actually my good friend Kevin, not me. So
for Kevin.
Bamboozled again.
Wow. That was crazy.
Pretty kooky stuff. Kevin, where's James at?
I don't know. I fired him. I forgot.
Oh nice.
Nice.
All right. Well, we should probably pass off the baton.
I'm DJ Hamburg, signing off.
DJ, my mom don't like you and she likes everyone. Signing off. We are DMX.
Have a great day, everyone. See you. Be sure to look at a meme for me.
Nice.